The crows blanket the treetops and the sky in such great numbers that at times it becomes impossible to see anything other than their impressive V-shaped formations. Recently, on a chilly early morning walk, Clark County Audubon Society President Doug Overacre and Julie Carlson of the Audubon Society were busy counting crows. Carlson has been counting the birds since December.
I estimated 30,000 crows at the Christmas bird count, but this roost has been estimated at sometimes over 100,000 birds. And I'm sure we saw more than 30,000 birds this morning.
Not to worry, says Doug Overacre. The birds don't present a health risk to the city. He says the reason they've been coming here is because of a good available food supply.
Crows are omnivores. They'll eat almost anything. Any grubs, as well as waste corn and seeds, just about anything.
But where there's a lot of eating, there's a lot of mess left behind. And that's ruffled the feathers of city officials who say they've had to pay overtime to clean up after the birds. Others in the city are having a little more fun with it.
It's exactly like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
That is Unmundo Coffee Shop employee Anna Stricker.
I actually don't mind them. I think they're a cool quirk of Springfield.
Love them or hate them, they're not going to be around for much longer. The Audubon Society says the crows will be leaving their Springfield roost by mid-March. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.